This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Rakel. The notification for the assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry will be issued today. Assembly elections in Assam, Keralam, Puducherry and Tamil Nadu will be held in a single phase, while polling in West Bengal will take place in two phases. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said voting in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry will be held on 9th of April, while in Tamil Nadu, polling will take place on 23rd. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in two phases on 23rd and 29th of April. The first phase in the state will cover 152 assembly constituencies and the second phase will cover 142 constituencies. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on the 4th of May. The notification for Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of assembly polls in West Bengal will be issued on 30th of March. Notification for the second phase of polling in West Bengal will be issued on 2nd of April. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said, with the announcement of the poll schedule, the Model Code of Conduct has come into force with immediate effect in the states and the Union Territory. Speaking about the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls, he said, the exercise is being conducted under Article 326 of the Constitution to ensure that no eligible voter is left out and no ineligible person is included in the voters' list.
Pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of any democracy. With this objective, the special intensive revision is being conducted as per Article 326 of the Constitution to ensure that no eligible elector is left out while no ineligible person is included in the electoral rolls.
The Election Commission of India, ECI, has announced the transfer of senior officers in West Bengal government following the announcement of assembly elections in the state. In a letter, the commission has directed that Dushyant Nariyala be posted as Chief Secretary of the state government in place of Nandini Chakrabarty. Sujit Kumar Mishra, Secretary of the Election Commission, said that the directions of the Commission to be implemented with immediate effect and a compliance report in respect of joining of above officers be sent by 3 p.m. today. Polling is to be held today for 11 Rajya Sabha seats in Bihar, Odisha and Haryana. 26 leaders have been elected unopposed. The Election Commission had issued a notification last month for biennial polls for 37 Rajya Sabha seats in 10 states. Our Patna correspondent reports that in Bihar, voting for the 5 Rajya Sabha seats will be held. In Odisha, voting will take place to elect 4 members to the Rajya Sabha with 5 candidates in the fray. In Haryana, election is being held for 2 Rajya Sabha seats. In Odisha, at least 10 people were killed after a major fire broke out at the trauma care center of SCB Medical College and Hospital in Cuttack in the early hours today. Around 11 hospital staff members sustained burn injuries while rescuing patients. Officials said the fire broke out around 3 this morning on the first floor of the trauma care department, reportedly due to a suspected short circuit. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi has announced an ex gratia of 25 lakh rupees for the next of kin of each deceased and directed officials to ensure proper treatment of the injured. Amid rising tensions in West Asia following war between Israel, United States and Iran, Air India and Air India Express will operate 48 flights to and from region today. These include 10 flights between Indian cities and Jeddah and 12 flights to and from Muscat. In a press release, Air India said it will operate 1 return service each from Delhi and Mumbai, while Air India Express will operate 1 flight each from Bengaluru, Kozhikode and Mangalore. Air India Express will also operate 12 scheduled flights to and from Muscat with 1 service each from Delhi, Kannur, Mumbai and Thiruvananthapuram and 2 services from Kochi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.